And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, you've been learning a lot from authors, speakers, luminaries, thought leaders. What have you been picking up from this Mark Rober guy?
Well, Mark Rober, for those who don't know, is a YouTuber. He's a former Apple and NASA engineer, super smart guy, and now he just makes YouTube videos and has built a whole business around YouTube. You might have seen him. He does something on Porch Pirates. He did this obstacle course for squirrels. Like, his YouTube videos get millions, tens of millions of views. Just a really great guy. Good. You can tell he's a good person, and he just wants to help people. So he kind of speaks about how to leverage what he's done, and he shared some tips about how to kind of build a business online and just in this current environment. So a couple of the takeaways I got. One of the things he said was to embrace naive optimism. And that means kind of have that beginner's mindset, and you have to kind of just go boldly forward, and you have to believe that it's going to work in order to have a chance for it to work. It's so easy to kind of create all this negativity and find a million reasons why something's not going to work. So you don't take that first step. You don't take that action. But he believes in embracing this naive optimism, says just try things and see what happens, and then just kind of go with what's working. So I think that's kind of important in today's world. The second thing is, when you are going boldly forward, to frame your failures as learning, not failing. Because he's a scientist and he's an engineer, so he's always experimenting with things, and invariably those things are going to not work. And it takes a lot of iterations of something to work. So if you look at your failures as learning and not failing, you're going to take more risks and you're going to take more actions, more importantly. And what he said that really resonated with me is, approach things like you're playing a video game and you're just trying to keep playing until you get to the next level. No one cares how many times it took you to get to that next level. You got to the next level. So that's the beauty of video games. You know, when you die, you just reset and you start again, and nobody thinks anything about it. They don't look at it as like, oh, I failed, I quit, I'm done, I'm going to throw the game away. They just keep playing, and they just want to keep trying different things so they get to that next level. So you can look at your business kind of in the same exact way. And then lastly, something that's been important to him as he's grown his online business is foster relationships with your friends, your coworkers, and your community by assuming the best, not the worst from them. So when you go into a relationship, don't assume that the person's out to get something from you or they're evil in some manner. Just assume the best. And then, if their actions tell you something differently, then don't partner with them. But if you assume the best from people, you're going to be rewarded in the long run. So those are three tips from Mark Rober. You should check out his videos, MarkRober, on YouTube. They're a lot of fun. He does a great job in the production, and I think you'll enjoy them.